Today's cognitive reflection explores national security laws and race hate laws. So please take up a comfortable, upright, seated position. And let's close or avert our eyes and take a few deep breaths to get into our cognitive reflection state. In and out through the nose. At your own pace. Feeling the cool air going in through your nostrils as you breathe in, and the warm air as you breathe out. Now remember, this is a learning-based cognitive reflection. It is not meant to trigger any mental health issues. For those types of reflections or ones to alleviate those issues, please go to the counselling and well-being guided meditations there. This one is for educational purposes, and this week we are going to the root of national security or anti-terror laws and laws controlling hate speech. Even the words hate and terror can evoke painful emotions for us. And that's because both discriminatory language and terrorism are founded upon the emotion of hate. Whether it is for a political or a religious cause, an act of terrorism fundamentally negates the value of an individual and replaces that with an act of random violence against an idea or a state. Hate is at its core. There is the expression, one person's terrorist is another person's freedom fighter. But even those who argue that view must accept that it is an enormous leap from peaceful protest with a responsible exercise of free expression through to acts of hate and violence against people. Discriminatory language and hate speech also has hatred at its core. So while national security laws and race hate laws might appear to be different, they are actually aimed at controlling the same kind of behaviour, whether that is using violence as its means or using speech and essentially racial or religious or gender or sexual based bullying in the form of language. When it comes down to that, we've got to understand that all of our media law rights and interests are on a spectrum. And yes, free expression, free speech is very important, but the extremes of free expression and free speech, if they do involve ingredients of violence or hate or discrimination, then they are going too far. We've all been bullied at some time in our lives, in various circumstances. For me, it was firstly bullying as a school child, because my father was the headmaster of the school, and students would victimise me because of that. You would think a headmaster would offer you, a headmaster as a father would make them reluctant to do so, but it actually attracted those who used that fact as a way of bullying me in my early years, from the ages of 6 to 10. And later in my teens, I was bullied as part of a sporting team because I didn't quite fit in. And there were teenagers in that team who obviously needed psychologically to victimise somebody. Now, I don't want this to raise particular issues with you. If there are deep and dark episodes of bullying in your life, then by all means, I urge you to see one of the Griffith University counsellors and talk through those issues. I think I've managed to put mine behind me and have dealt with them over the years. But it's important to think of bullying and to personalise it that way when we look at the reasons for anti-terrorism and anti-discrimination or anti-race hate speech. Put simply, there are other ways normally for people to deal with problems and to make their protest than to either hurt others, either physically or verbally. You may have your own views on this topic area. You may draw the line in a different place to what I do. I'd be interested to hear your views if you wanted to express them in an email or something. But for now, I think we'll leave it there at that ethical and personal level, so that you can use that as a means to better understand what's behind these national security and hate speech laws. So with that, let's take a few final breaths, right down into the pit of the tummy. And start to be alert to noises and activities that are happening around you. Wriggle the fingers and toes. Open the eyes. And emerge from the reflection, grateful that we've had the opportunity to engage in these few minutes of cognitive space. Until next time, bye for now.